When addressing the topic of spiritual awareness, Amos Wilson believed that our aim is to transmit the knowledge of African spiritual tradition and develop an appreciation for tradition and the ability to apply the major principles to self, family, and community. Unfortunately, in this country, when African spirituality is mentioned, many people hold on to false ideas about African spiritual traditions. However, what many people do not know is that religions like Christianity, Islam, and Judaism have all borrowed from ancient African spiritual teachings. So why do African Americans embrace any and every religion except the religion of their ancestors? We did not practice our spiritual traditions during slavery because it was forbidden. But what is our excuse now? Is it because we accuse Africans of idolatry and polytheism? Who taught us that? Are we going to continue to go off what somebody else told us about our ancestors? Or are we going to study and show ourselves approved? I suggest you read the Metu Netter, volumes 1-7, by Ra Unnefer Amen. It is time we take Amos Wilson's advice and develop an appreciation for tradition and the ability to apply the major principles to self, family, and community. Look, we put our all in everyone else's spiritual traditions. What's the harm in trying our own? Why can't we accept our own spiritual practices? Are we still afraid of accepting anything that reminds us of who we are? Will it help to know that ancient Africans have the longest history of peace? And when the ancient Europeans encountered Africans, they always replied that they were a peaceful people. How do you think we maintained that peace? It was through our spiritual awareness and devotion to God. May you acquire that inner peace. Etepu. My name is Ra Atim Hotep.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.